Okay, let's see. Oh, Tarantella. All right. Okay, now okay, it's downloading. Okay, so let me print this off real quick. Let's see, print. Come on. This isn't responding very well. I tried to print this and it didn't print out. Let me try one more time. Print. Hello?
Okay.
What happened?
Now, I lost your sound. I'm seeing that you're trying.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with my computer. It's... Okay. I'm trying to get this to print off. Let me try one more time. Okay. Now I have two copies. But
okay,
better than none.
Let's see. So we have the quad of Sharp 7.9 is one of the parameters here.
I'm sorry? We have four?
And the first quad, we get one on the second fret, sixth string. We get three on the fourth fret, fifth string. hand we will say 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
And on the right hand we say index, middle ring, finger.
Okay.
Therefore, taking piano, then we have only numbers here and here. But in guitar we will say numbers only for the left hand.
Okay, so the second finger?
Finger two is not played.
Okay, Okay.
And it's not barely, just that the other string is open. That's right. So now what we will do is play a review number 6. So we will play this.
That's right.
So we play that, and then at the last stroke will be tombo. So we do as fast as we can here. That's gonna take some working. Just read the slow.
Not very loud.
No problem, but it's casting some bad.
That's a bit harder. Thank you. Now, there's no notation here for the triplet, right? That's just something I remember. The triplets. There's no notation.
No. It's a rascale.
Rascale. Yeah.
It means that. It means number six.
Okay, but there's no notation for the rascale.
Number six.
I don't see
you
any.
You have the Rascale page? Yeah. Wait, I don't think.
Okay,
I segregate, but wait. These ones. These are very important that you know all my numbers. This one here.
I know what you're talking. I understand what you're saying. The Rascale number six. I have that. Yes, I do. Rascale number six is a triplet, right?
That's right. So that's the one we're playing there because number five. But we will use six in this case. That's why I didn't notate which one because it can be five or six.
Well, the six is the fastest one. The six, you don't keep the thumb on the sounding board. You use it, right?
Yeah,
and it's a free stroke essentially, so it's faster.
That's right. Okay, let's do that, and then last part is stop block, which is indicated there.
Oh, I see. Okay, you have the word rascale on top. Ah.
Yes, and then it says it's a rascale over this chord. And then it says stone
ball. Okay, I see with the... Yeah, I'm just trying to understand the notation. It's not a traditional notation.
So it will be stone ball, and then...
Okay, now how many times are you actually doing that series of...
Five.
Okay, so there's five, but you only give it one stroke with your thumb, right?
Yeah. Five now and then this.
Okay. Now, do you repeat then?
You can do two or three times when you do that. Because it's a free, this is a leading music.
Okay.
You want to do two times, do two only.
Okay.
Or you can do three as you like, as you prefer. It's a freestyle.
Okay. And then you end it with a golpe.
That's right. Then you can do four G.
Yeah, only one golpe?
That we can do also four or three as you like. But at least one only, like this.
Okay.
That's right. So we have two here, but
that doesn't sound right, does it? Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. But no more Roscato, just a stroke with the stroke.
Just slow down.
Oh, I see. Okay, on the Roscato.
That's right.
Then we're in the G, which is the harder one. And you start that with a...
If you prefer to do the galloping without the finger push in the third fret 6th string, you can also just do it like this. And then kick out the finger 2 line. The finger 2 doesn't necessarily have to be on the 6th string.
Okay, because that's much more easier. Much easier with this piece.
It's better to have it there.
Yeah, I understand.
But it's not mandatory.
Well, I'll work on it with the finger there, but it'll take time.
Now after that, we need to start falsetta 1. It starts falsetta 1.
Oh, okay.
Then falsetta 1 will be this. Okay, first of all, fingers. That's finger 2. It doesn't have a red finger in the 6th string. It's because it's the same finger as the fret. Like the fret. So it's finger 2, 2nd fret, 6th string.
Okay.
And then that's right. And then finger 4 right there. Okay, that's good. Finger 3 right there. That's good. Now, let's do like this.
So we're... Now we're not playing the 5th string apparently. The 5th string stays silent.
The 1st string, yes. So, ring finger where I place my right hand, Bruce.
Okay.
Yes. Ring finger 2nd, middle 3rd, index 4th.
Okay.
Right hand.
So it's like this.
Let's place the right hand properly. Thumb will be on the 6th string. Just place it. The hand. Don't play. Just place it. Thumb there. That's right. Index 4. In the 4th string. No. Index on the 4th string. Index.
Index on the 4th string. Oh, the
4th
string.
Don't think of the... No. Don't think of left hand. Right hand. We're talking about this guy here. Index on the 4th string.
Okay. So the 4th string.
That's right. That's right. So index 4.
No, the index. The index. That's this finger here. Okay.
And middle 3rd string. And every finger is stable. That's right. That's our position of right hand.
So you arpeggiated? It's arpeggiated?
Arpeggiated. That's right. That's just right. So we do. That's right. So that I and then that's right. Next phrase. Start the phrase. How we start? Placing
hand, yeah. Okay.
And now let's go.
Let's see, where are we now? Where are we starting?
Oh, no.
Oh, we're
yes.
See? Okay.
But it says falsetta 1, Romani. That's right. From there, we will start. Yeah. It stays from there. So we do.
And that phrase is only one time. Oh, it's Puka. Okay, sorry, the fourth string open. Oh, I see what, okay. So it's...
That's right. Okay, let's play this up. That is the same fourth piece.
The fourth finger.
Right. But that's with which right hand finger? With the thumb is there.
Okay, now this is going to be.
Yes, it's the thumb ball. Play a C major there, Bruce.
Yes.
Play a C major over here.
C major. Okay, when you say C major, you mean like this C major or like
yes. This
C major?
No.
Like
C major shape. C major shape over the 7th fret. That's okay. The chord is being requested.
Oh, that's an easy one. That's
yes.
I have no problem with C major shape.
That's okay. Right. Now, with that, I just add one finger, please. Finger 4 on the hand fret first string. All right.
Okay. So this is it. Look, show me just the down. Just the down stroke goes how? The down. Okay, so you arpeggiate the down. Okay, we have... In what position?
Arpeggio.
Oh, okay.
Right. Now let's do song for the beat. 1, 6, 4, the beat 4, yes. 6, 6, 4. Then, index middle finger, and then we drag them like.
Now that comes before the Rascale.
Yes.
That's before.
Well, that's what we're practicing separately. We can play it both, but now it's just as part of the of what could be included into the keys. That is a nice technique to learn it. Instead of the
Rascale
also.
I see. Okay. broken. The G.
We can also grab it like this.
Do which?
This one.
Oh, okay. See you in 2 weeks.
That's great. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Bye.